KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check high school sports from around the area. First, last night in high school girls volleyball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 3-1. Harlan capturing the first two games, 25-13, 25-11. Atlantic grabbed game number 3 with a 25-18 win. Harlan closed out the match 25-11 in the fourth and deciding game. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood sweeping 3 from Shenandoah. Lewis Central took 3 straight from Clarinda. Denison went the distance, beating Creston 3-2, and Kemper Catholic 3-1 over St. Albert. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Riverside took 3 out of 5 from AHSTW. It was Tri-Center sweeping 3 from Audubon. Underwood 3 in a row over IKM Manning. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Woodbine 3-0. Coon Rapids Bear downing Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 3-1. Also last night, Sydney over Earlham 2 in a row. Sydney beat East Union 2 straight. Lennox over Earlham 2-0. And East Union beat Lennox 2-0. In high school cross country last night at the Southwest Valley Invitational, on the girls' side, it was Creston winning the team title with 51 points. Shenandoah, 79, was second. Clarinda also had 79. They were third. Red Oak and Central Decatur round out the top 5. Individually, Braylon Baker of Creston was the champ, while Mason Hartley of Clarinda was the runner-up. Paige Davis of Creston placing third. Alexa McCunn of Red Oak was fourth. And Brenna Gottfried of Shenandoah placing fifth in that meet last night. On the boys' side at Southwest Valley's Invitational, it was Central Decatur with the team title, 36 points. Red Oak was 74, the runners-up. Clarinda had 103 for third. Shenandoah and Creston round out the top 5 teams. Individually, Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the champ, with William Gillis of Central Decatur the runner-up. Also locally, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak placing third. Creston's Clayton Stafford was fifth. Red Oak's Connor Kappa placing sixth in that meet. Dennis Pilling of Riverside led his team with an 11th place finish in that meet last night. Well, the Griswold Tigers will travel to face the Sydney Cowboys in an 8-man District 7 football contest tonight. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. The Tigers are searching their first win of the season as they're coming off a district loss to East Mills last week. Griswold head coach Andy Everett said they've seen some good things from the team, and injuries have made the last couple of outings difficult. One guy the Tigers have leaned on is senior quarterback Derek Mueller, and Coach Everett has been impressed by his leadership.
Yeah, some of the other backs have been in and out of the lineup, but when they're in there, they've been running really hard. And Derek, obviously, is one of our best athletes and tremendous leader also. It's been tough for us, but he's been doing a great job of leading no matter what happens on Friday night. Just can't say enough about his leadership that he's shown this year.
Sydney head coach Donnie Sears says they've been impressed by the number of guys that have stepped up to help their offense on different nights. He said with multiple guys capable, the coaching staff just has to search for the hot hand. He says he knows the Tigers are similar with a run-first mentality, but he also knows his defenders will need to be ready for any misdirection.
Well, they obviously are just like us as far as philosophical. They'll run first, throw second. They'll maybe try to lull you to sleep at the run and then hit you with play action. Last year and in the first couple of games this year, a lot of misdirection in the backfield, a lot of window dressing with the running backs. They're very good at that, and they got very capable backs. The Muellers, they run hard, great athletes, big kids. And you've got to square up and tackle them. They'll run through a tackle. So they try to draw you close, get your eyes moving, and then they hit you where you're not. So they try to get you in misstep. Last week, they've got some injuries. So last week on film, they did not do quite as much of that. So we're not sure exactly what we're going to see this evening.
The Tigers and Cowboys are set for a 7 o'clock kickoff in Sydney. I'll be along for the ride tonight. Chris Parks will have the call of the game, and I'll be along with him tonight. And our pregame gets underway at 6:30. You can catch the game on the air, online. You can watch it with us as well on KJAN-TV on our website. Catch our weekly pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 tonight, and then stay tuned after the game for all the scores around the state on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show starting at 10 o'clock. Well, the Atlantic Trojans football team is gearing up for a non-district tilt against the Harlan Cyclones at the Trojan Bowl tonight. The Trojans are looking to put a complete game together after struggling in portions of the past two games, losses to Creston and Clarinda. A number of mental errors and turnovers doomed the Trojans last week against the Cardinals, and Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said they've been working on limiting those mistakes this week in practice. For the third straight week, the Trojans will face a quarterback that's having a strong season. Harlan's Jonathan Munson has thrown for 306 yards and 3 touchdowns. He's also rushed for 209 yards and and five more scores. Coach McDermott said slowing him down will certainly be a key.
It's a real concern with him on his feet. That's really where we've been hurt defensively is quarterbacks and running backs, rushing the football. So the goal there is to make him get in some third and long situations where he has to pass it. We kind of like our matchups on the outside with our DBs and their receivers. We just can't give them, 4 or 5 seconds of time back there. So if we can get them in third and long where they don't want to be in, that'll be a real win for us.
Atlantic has been able to hit on some big plays this season on offense, but sustaining drives has been a struggle at times. And Coach McDermott thinks part of that improvement will come as their young quarterback Garrett McLaren improves. You can hear the full interview with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon here on the radio. Trojans and the Cyclones will get her started at the Trojan Bowl at 7 o'clock tonight. Take a look at some of the rest of the high school football schedule locally tonight in Class 4A. Abraham Lincoln is at Sioux City East. Lewis Central is at Thomas Jefferson. In 3A, Denison hosting Kemper Catholic. In 2A, it'll be Atlantic at home against Harlan. Also tonight in action, Glenwood will host Dallas Center Grimes. Creston is home to Bondurant Farrar. Also in 2A action, Riverside travels to Shenandoah. Trainer is at Red Oak. In 1A play tonight, Southwest Valley hosting Clarinda. Nottoway Valley is at West Central Valley. Panorama at Central Decatur. ACGC hosting Tri-Center tonight. Also, Missouri Valley is at Westwood. IKM Manning hosting East Sac County. Underwood is at St. Albert this evening. In Class A play, AHSTW is home against Martinsdale St. Mary's. Logan Magnolia hosting Hinton. An eight-man play tonight among the games. We mentioned that Griswold at Sydney game here on KJAN. Also, West Harrison plays at Cam, and you can see that game along with us on the Cam Cougar Channel on our video network at KJAN.com. Also, Xyra EHK is at Glidden-Ralston. Coon Rapids Bayard at Boyer Valley. Audubon is at Woodbine in action tonight. In college football, Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz expects a four-man rotation at running back to continue. Mekhi Sargent, Torin Young, Ivory Kelly-Martin, and freshman Tyler Goodson have all had 17 or more carries in the first three games.
You know, we're pretty comfortable with all those guys doing various things. I think they all have strengths. They all have certain things that I think they do particularly well, but really the reality is that we trust all four of them.
Ferentz says all four have been supportive of one another as well. Getting tackle Alaric Jackson back from injury will add even more depth to the offensive line, but Ferentz said they didn't rotate as many players up front against Iowa State.
There were some things that happened in the game that, we didn't feel like we'd had a lot of preparation for, and so we had to make some adjustments and change some things. And so you wanted to go with a little bit more experience in that regard at that time. But I think moving forward, we'd like to get all those other guys involved, and certainly having AJ back at some point will be, I think, really good for our football team. But right now, we're trying to do the best we can with the guys we have.
Hawkeyes will return to action September 28th against Middle Tennessee State at Kinnick Stadium. They're off this weekend. The Jacksonville Jaguars have their first win of the NFL season, knocking off the Tennessee Titans. Gardner Minshew completed 20 of 30 passes for 204 yards and two touchdowns in the Jaguars' 20-7 win last night against the Titans. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have maintained their three-game lead in the National League Central while also helping out the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cards coughed up a 4-1 lead in the ninth inning before Matt Carpenter smacked a home run in the 10th to give the Redbirds a 5-4 win over the Cubs at Wrigley Field last night. Carpenter entered the game in the sixth inning and struck out in his previous at-bat before allowing St. Louis to avoid an agonizing loss. That home run came off of Craig Kimbrell, who was activated from the injured list before the game. Harrison Bader had two hits and two RBIs for the Cardinals, who now sit four games in front of the Cubs with nine left to play. Carlos Martinez was charged with three runs in a third of an inning. He entered the game after Jack Flaherty struck out eight and limited Chicago to three hits over eight innings. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo homered in the second at-bat of the night. Rizzo hadn't played since Sunday due to a sprained ankle and was a surprise last-minute addition to the lineup. That outcome allowed the Brewers to move a game ahead of Chicago for the second National League wild card. Five Milwaukee pitchers combined for 16 strikeouts in a 5-1 win over the Padres. Also in the National League, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 5-4. In the AL, Minnesota beat Kansas City 8-5. The Yankees over the Angels 9-1. Toronto beat Baltimore 8-4. Cleveland over Detroit 7-0. In interleague play, it was Boston 5-4 over San Francisco. Seattle in 11 innings, 6-5 over Pittsburgh. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.